Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Headlines. Are you ready, Rusty?
Yeah, get in the splash zone.
All right. This is a pool, a news pool I want to swim in. First up, Parade reports that Channing Tatum and his production company are planning a remake of the 1990 classic Ghost, which originally starred Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze as her deceased boyfriend who returns in ghost form. Oh my God, Sam, Molly, come on.
Come on.
But Channing said that he wants to change it a little bit. I'm interested in his take on anything. In fact, in other Channing Tatum news, he is also apparently working on a romance novel with that feminist author, Roxane Gay. Now, Roxane Gay is just as respected and important as it gets. So, I mean, Channing Tatum, where does it end with him? Where?
We love him. I'm excited about this book. I love Channing Tatum. I single-handedly have supported every Magic Mike film. You're welcome.
I can't wait for the third one to come out. The trailer looks so good.
So good. I will say, I'm a little nervous about redoing Ghost. Ghost was a perfect movie. And, like, when he says he wants to change it a little bit, I'm like, Channing, you in danger, girl. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll check it out, maybe.
Yeah. No, I hear ya.
All right. Hey, next up, CNN reports. After 6 years in office, Jacinda Ardern has resigned as New Zealand's prime minister, proving burnout can happen to anyone. And it's been making headlines everywhere. Jacinda made such waves as a relatively young and unknown politician when she became prime minister and was also the first world leader in 30 years to have a child in office. And there's been a lot of speculation about why she's leaving, but all she's revealed is that she says she's a human, just like anyone else, and quote, "We give all that we can for as long as we can, and then it's time. And for me, it's time." And it's an interesting conversation to be had because people are so ambitious, right? They want power and success. But when you get it and you realize that it's really hard to sustain that, is it okay to let it go? That's interesting, right?
It's a huge. It's such an interesting debate because I feel like we all grip so tight and we don't think that we can create the next chapter in a way that's all of our own deciding. Mm-hmm. We probably stay with things maybe even too long sometimes. It's very rare when you see someone like Jacinta or a Simone Biles or someone saying, I need to step back. It's I don't know how to do that. I mean, I have been working since I was 11 months old. I haven't even ever considered retirement. I have no idea where and when to put the brakes on. I'm learning at almost 48 years old a little bit. Not really.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that somebody like the prime minister who broke so many barriers and showed us, you know, things we'd never, people doing things we hadn't seen before, here she is doing another thing, saying, I've reached the mountaintop, I did it, I'm tired, and I'm done. And I think that's kind of brave to go out there and say that. I think it's risky
funny
and interesting.
It would be good to have more politicians with, like, growing children in office.
Totally.
I think that's cool.
Me too.
All right, well, next up, we have the thing that we all turn to when we need it most, food news! Oh. Now, food and wine Because basically, when you're trying to deal with anything in life, I just turn to cheese.
Yes,
Food
please.
And Wine Report's a sleep study website called Sleep Junkie is offering $1,000 to participants to willingly eat a variety of cheeses before bed every night for 3 months. I didn't know you could get paid for that.
Uh-huh.
So they can discover how cheese affects your sleep. And to qualify, you must be 21 years old of age and cannot be lactose intolerant.
Yeah, that'll help.
I mean, I have such a weird theory about airplanes. They always serve like a little bit of cheese or nuts, and I feel like it's to constipate you so you don't go to the bathroom on the flight.
That's the most insane theory, and I think you honestly might be right.
I'm telling you, cheese is an airplane plug.
I will never look at cheese on a plane the same way again. I was just gonna dig in. I'm out. No one in the mood for cheese anymore? No? Well, you ruined my cheese fantasy. I was ready to go to town on a...
How about this for your cheese fantasy? I could pound a pound of cheese right before bed.
I could.
I could just sit there like that. And I have many a time.
I love that you use your table. Oh, man, I've so been there. Okay, finally, this next video, it went viral, and now it's the only gender reveal that we can get behind.
Oh, right.
Our CBS affiliate, KSHB41 in Kansas City, reports a brand new baby rhinoceros was born at the Kansas City Zoo.
Can you take it?
I can't. The father, Ruka, helped reveal the endangered rhino calf sex by poking a hole in a ball carrying... What color is it going to be? Take a look. Wait for it. It's pink! It's pink! A little baby girl. The mom and the calf are doing just fine. And do you know what the mom said before they revealed the gender of the baby? She said, rhino.
I feel like I could just sit and watch that video.
You got a little. You got a little, right. Drew, you got a little cheese on your chin right there.
Wouldn't be the first one. Well,
you see that grape action?
That was good.
From rhino love to human love, our resident dating expert, Damona, is here to tell us everything that we've ever wanted to know about throuples. Damona Hoffman and I are going to talk all about it right after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Break. I was just telling our resident dating expert, Damona Hoffman, and Drew Kruer, who is my very, very good friend. There's so many dating styles and terms and connections. It's like it's always changing. What is the chuffing and thruppling and like, there's so many terms out
thawing
there.
Thawing and...
What is it?
Thawing and...
Thawing, yes!
Winter coating, and there's so many terms we could talk about, but this one's pretty spicy.
Take a look. This might explain it.
You know what a couple is? Two people who are crazy lovey-dovey in love with each other, but what do you know about a thruple?
We are the hottest thruple on daytime television.
And you know thruples are trending!
That's right. Thruples are a growing trend, and three is not a crowd. Women's Health Magazine refers to three-person relationships as, quote, triad, and explains how they are not the same as open relationships. Throupling is a new kind of love triangle where three can lead to triple the fun. Okay. That was an informative part of the clip reel, a takeaway. Like, what is throupling?
So a throuple, or a triad, as it's known in the polyamory community, is a relationship between three people. So dyad is two, triad is three.
But the difference seems to be that it's not like the swing in 60s, it's more committed. Is that true?
It's definitely different. So let me break it all down, because this is really trending. And the OkCupid dating app is saying there's been a 26% increase in the mention of ENM, or ethical non-monogamy, on their dating app. So that is definitely what's happening. Gen Z is saying a third of them are saying that they're open to open relationships, but an open relationship is only one type of triad. So there's an open triad in which you're in a relationship with two other people, but that the partners in the relationship can date or have fun with people outside of the relationship. Then there's a closed triad in which you're just in a monogamous relationship with two other people. And then there's a V relationship in which two people in the couple are in a relationship with one person, but these two people are not in a relationship with one another.
How the heck does that work? I thought it was so interesting that you said on OkCupid that the analytics said that it's very up the search is for. Are they more open for an open throuple or a monogamous throuple?
Look, you get to choose your own dating or relationship adventure. So everyone,
what do you think people are more inclined to have, monogamous or open throuple?
We do see more open relationships and open triads, but I just want to clarify, it's not the same as swinging. A lot of times people think that a triad means, an open triad means, like, you're just swinging with everyone.
Right.
Not necessarily. There are different rules and different boundaries, but swinging usually refers to having multiple sexual partners outside of the relationship. But you might have one partner who's open and one who is, and two who are in a closed relationship with one another. You get to make up the rules of your own love life today.
Okay, that I think is my favorite thing that I've heard. You get to make up the rules of your own life and relationships.
As long as you define what the relationship should look like for you and you have agreement from your partner, it could be a triad, it could be a throuple, it could be a different style of relationship. It could be monogamy. That might be your thing, but you know, it doesn't have to be.
Well, I loved hearing those. I'm a big poll person. People don't pay attention to polls. I'm like, give me a poll. Let's take a poll right now. Who thinks this is bat you know what? And there's no way ever. I'm never. Sir, can I ask you why? I'm so sorry. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Marty.
Marty.
How are you?
Why is this just so loopy to you? Because I think I'm going to get it. I will not be judging what you're saying.
You know, I believe in letting the people, you know, it's, you know, do their own thing. I can understand what people are going through in their relationships and such. But I don't know. I'm traditional. I'm kind of old school, you know, so. But I don't judge anybody.
Well, thank you, Marty. I really
thank
appreciate the conversation. Well, Damona, thank you for breaking down this very hot topic, a very big trend in the relationship department, and trying to understand what exactly it even is.
Yeah, the big takeaway, I think, is communication and clarity, and that applies no matter what type of relationship you're going to step into next.
I can't even handle a relationship with one person. So, good luck.
Yes.
All right, well, speaking of throupling, our next guest knows a thing or two or three about it. Stick around, because he's got all the hot goss and you won't want to miss it when we come back, because I can't talk to them.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Next guest. He was in a show called The Descendants. It's like movies, like rock music. Now he's in the new Gossip Girl reboot, and he is our next guest. Fun fact, he worked as a waiter, and if he got customers' orders wrong, then he'd go back in the kitchen and eat the entire meal as to not offend the chef. I need to know all about this. Please welcome Thomas Doherty. Okay, is it true that when you were a waiter, you would eat people's meals that something went awry, something went wrong? How did you do that?
So, I mean, I obviously wasn't a very good waiter. Sometimes I'd put in the wrong orders, but the chef that was in this restaurant, I was terrified of him. So instead of going back and being like, oh, sorry, I got the wrong order, I'd sneak it past him and into the kitchen. But I didn't want to throw it out, so I just eat it. Yeah.
Now, you're from Scotland.
Here we go. What is under there?
Specifically, I know, right? Just a mysterious cloche. How creepy and weird is that? Here, you want to come sit on the floor with me?
I'm coming down with you.
Okay.
I can't cross my legs.
Really? I by the way, I know.
I'm just going to slip.
Okay, sorry. this is a traditional Scottish dish.
It is indeed.
What is it called?
It's just neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties?
Neeps and tatties, yeah.
That sounds like private parts.
You try it first.
Okay.
So it's basically, it's potatoes and...
Rhubarb?
No. Parsnip?
Oh my God, this is incredible.
What is it? Is there a Scottish person in the audience that can help me with it?
It's rutabaga. It is rutabaga.
So normally what we have with this is normally haggis, neeps and tatties. So basically what haggis is, it's...
Yeah, what is it? Because it's...
It's rough.
It's rough, right? It's like that weird
it's
blood pudding.
Sheep's heart, sheep's lungs. If I'm ever reincarnated, I never want to be a sheep in Scotland. And what else is it? And then it's like oats and stuff. It's like, it's really nice if you don't know what it is.
Right. Like a hot dog. In America, we call that a hot dog.
A hot dog.
We eat it up like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Why is Scotland so cool? I'm always pushing stories on the news about, especially Edinburgh. Last night I found a news that they're coming up with a plant-based treaty to become more, eco-friendly, save the earth. They also have free pads and tampons for women.
Mm-hmm. First country in the world. The advert, the commercial for it, it was my little sister.
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah! How crazy is that? Yeah. They got it going on. I mean, the food's questionable, but...
I was going to say, you don't want to be a sheep, but you want to be a human in Scotland.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, after, we talk about meaningful, important, familial, taking care of women and food, everybody at the end of that needs some Gossip Girl. People love this world. It's fun. How have you liked doing the show?
I loved it, honestly. It was amazing. Like, I lived in L.A. and I wasn't the biggest fan, so it was an amazing opportunity to come out to New York. And I'd filmed in New York. I did High Fidelity, and I fell in love with the city.
With Zoe Kravitz.
With Zoe. And I just was looking for an opportunity to come, and Gossip Girl came up, and I jumped at it. And, yeah, this is home now for sure.
I was going to say, is it true that you moved to Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn now. I'm in Williamsburg, and I just fell in love with it. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, we have a clip from Gossip Girl. Let's take a look.
Max, just in time to choose dinner. Win-win or Bonnie's? I vote win-win.
Look, about this morning, I don't want anything to be weird.
Neither do we.
Which is why I'm saying this while I still have the courage. I love you. Both of you. I said it, and I meant it, and I'm saying it again. Okay, you go.
Okay, your character is in a throuple. Yes or no, would you ever do that in real life?
No way. I can hardly look after myself. Yeah, I can do it.
I'm with you. It intimidates me.
Yeah. So much, so stressful. God, can you imagine?
Nope. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show as someone who has just loved you for what is definitely over a decade. Thank you.
No, it's
thank
all. You thank coming you for having
here.
Me.
And sitting on the floor! Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. And Thomas, the season 2 finale of Gossip Girl streaming now on HBO Next. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It is time for In a Minute, and today our DIY guru, Lauren Mack, is showing us how to take an old sheet and turn it into artwork. Okay, I'm in. Let's see.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lauren Mack, and I'm going to show you how to take an old sheet and turn it into a work of art. First up, I'm using some plaster of Paris, an old bucket with some water, my fabric scrap, and a beautiful canvas. First things first, we're going to mix up this plaster. Get down low when you drop it in so it doesn't make a huge cloud of dust. And I'm mixing. All right. Got my mixture mixed. And now it's time to submerge this fabric. You can do it with any color, even paint it afterwards, so. All right. Nice. You really just wanna make sure you cover the space that you wanna cover. What I like to do is even pleat it, gather it in certain spots, you know, so that it has some real dimension. Lastly, you wanna just press it into the canvas in spots just to make sure that it's attached. And after 24 hours, you have this! This is gonna look so nice on our wall. I love it.
That's really interesting and very beautiful architectural. Thank you, Lauren. Well, everybody, that is our show. Thank you so much for spending the time here, there, and everywhere because we make this show for you, so just take it with you. It's all yours.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time.
You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.